Blog Talk Radio.
Peacock. Peacock. Isn't that a bird? How am I going to watch my soap on a bird? Oh, Sona. Oh, Prince of our lives. Do we really need to go to Peacock?
Welcome to Take Two Radio. We are pleased to bring you interviews with people in the entertainment and music industry, discussions and recaps of the four remaining daytime soaps, that's The Bold and the Beautiful, The Young and the Restless, General Hospital, and Days of Our Lives, as well as various other shows. For upcoming and previous shows, check take2radio.com, that's with the number 2, and you can find us on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and other streaming apps. Follow us on social media at Take Two Radio, and thanks for listening.
Hey, good evening. I'm David, Take Two Radio host and review, subbing for Pam Powers, who's on an illness. We are missing our Will today, but tonight I have Anthony.
Hey, hey, hey.
Carolyn.
Hello.
And Candace is on her way, I was told.
So first of all, let's send some shouts out of love to Pam and Willie. They're both going through some things on their own, but we send our love and we miss them very much. And I know that they'll be back here soon with us. Yeah. And we've got some really fun news to share once I can't wait for Candace to get here. But, David, do you mind if I take a moment in the meantime?
Please do.
Well, we learned today of some sad news. One of our former guests, somebody that we absolutely loved talking with, who has brought such, such entertainment, such grace and love and light into the daytime community, the entertainment community at large. Robin Gwynn Wiley has been brought into hospice care. If you go back in the archives, you can find our episode with her from a while back. She'd been battling for a long time, on and off, working through it. She was so radiantly positive and wonderful in our conversation and other conversations I've heard her have. And so we want to send a huge amount of love, light, prayers to her family, to her friends, to all the fans out there. We love you, Robin, and we know that right now it is your transition moment, and you'll get to walk in that big, beautiful sun above, and you'll be looking down on all of us and hoping that the three remaining daytime network soaps will stay on air. But all kidding aside, Robin and
yep.
Robin's family,
oh,
we absolutely love and pray.
Carolyn, do you have something to say?
Yeah, she had a long, hard battle. I mean, what a warrior, that girl. I mean, I followed her on Facebook, and I don't know where she had the strength. I'm sure she is exhausted. I hope they pump her full of meds just to give her a peaceful transition. She deserves it.
Yeah.
Deserves it.
Candace, would you like to say some words?
This is a tough one because, check out our interview and everything. But after the interview, me and her was actually cool. Like, we actually checked in with each other.
Yeah.
So I am hoping for, as well as the peaceful transition, my thoughts and prayers goes out to our family and her colleagues and her friends and her fans. But, yeah, I echo what Carolyn said, is that she fought hard. She was a brave warrior. I believe in miracles, and I know she did too. I'm just like all over the place with this one. Because,
mm-hmm.
like you said, you know, we followed, like, we actually just followed her journey, her surgeries,
yes.
her, you know, buzz cutting her hair, you know, her and her dogs, her kids, as you always call them. So, yeah, my thoughts, like I said, my thoughts and prayers goes out to her. When you look up the word courage, she's right there.
Yes. Courage and grace. You know, I remark back to our conversation, and I followed, I will admit, I hadn't followed her up until that point. I followed her. We had a couple of exchanges over the last year or so. You know, she invited us all into her fight. And
mm-hmm.
she was honest and raw and so graceful. And if you remember on this show, and she said it in other places and she said it on our media socials, but she wanted to be a light for anyone else that was going through and an inspiration and a piece, a point of reference. You know, it is so hopefully none of us on this call know this from personal experience. I know it from watching my mom. You know, it's almost a year for my mom. You know, when somebody invites you with that level into what they're going through, that's a courageousness of its own because you many, many, many days, you don't want to get up and go on social media and talk about how you're feeling. You don't even want to pick up the phone when it's your best friend, your sister, your whatever. So, you know, the grace and the fortitude and the fight and just all the love that we have here at Take Two Radio, please feel it tonight.
Yeah.
But having said that, we have some exciting news from one of our own Take Two family. David, why don't you spoil us a little bit, and then we'll let Candace kind of take over with the full on. Why are we celebrating tonight?
Well, one reason is because Candace's britches is getting a little too big.
That is true. It is. It is.
She's going to dump us next season? Candace ain't that kind of girl.
Candace, on behalf of all of us, we are so proud for your People's Choice podcast nomination for FAAD.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm still in shock. can you tell?
Girl, we love you. That you're not speaking like at a rapid, you know, bullet New York City subway train speed. You must still be in shock, but we love you, and we are so proud of you.
Hello. I'm like... I mean, you know, I'm not going to get too big for the show. I mean, obviously, I mean, y'all have to talk to my assistant about the next episode, but, you know, but no.
That's where you live, and it's been 6 years of every other Thursday, so don't get it twisted, girl.
Oh, no, see, again, got to talk to my assistant because, you know, I'm booking busy, as they say. No, but in all honesty, thank you guys because this is actually kind of funny because I'm going to be honest, I totally forgot that we submitted for it. That tells you something, right? Because we've been busy, and so you know, it's just random when we got the announcement, and I was like, what? Like, huh? Like, what? What's going on here? Like, it's a People's Choice. Technically, it's a People's Choice. So thanks to you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for, you know, supporting the show. Last Wednesday, we celebrated 2 years. We're about to wrap up our third season. Don't worry, because I've been told there may be a fourth season. I've been told by network.
Girl, that better be because I'm still waiting for my script.
Oh, don't worry. I'm pretty sure I know the writers of the show and the executive producers. I'm not going to pull Frank Valentini, but I have actually have listened to voices, so you guys have done private auditions without even knowing it. So, you know, but no, in all honesty, thank you guys so much for this. And the people at the People's Choice Podcast Award Committee, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of this nominations. And, yeah, the awards will be announced on National Podcast Day, which is fitting, on September 30th.
Very good. That sounds awesome.
And then, again, like I said, I'm going to have to talk to my assistant about the next time I'm on here. So that's just fine.
All right.
It's
well,
a people's choice. Like, come on now. It's a people's choice.
Let's throw out, David, our phone number if folks want to congratulate Candace, if they want to commiserate with us for the news we just broke or the news we're about to talk about. David, what's our phone number tonight?
Yep. We're probably the last of the crew that's breaking it because we're a week late. So, so if any of us, any of you out there want to call in, the number to call in is 1-718-506-1540. And remember to press 1, and I'm going to try and let you in if I'm able. How about that?
All right. So one more time. That is 718-506-1540. And once you hear the recording, press 1, and you'll be in the queue to talk to us. Carolyn, I'm going to pull you up first. You're our queen.
Yep,
you're the days of our lives queen. So, Carolyn, if there is a single person listening out there who hasn't heard the news, I'd be shocked, but tell us about our Days of Our Lives news.
Oh, well, I'm enjoying Ted.
No, girl, the big news, the big news.
No, the big news,
no,
the bigger news.
Oh, which one?
The bird.
You know,
About
God,
the
wait,
bird.
I love you. Do I have to make sounds like a peacock? Because they are not, beautiful birds with their feathers and all, but they make ugly sounds. They sound like a wounded elephant. Come on, girl. Tell us about that.
Dave has been low on the totem pole for so long, and now it just seems like every week is days and days. I don't know. I think that they're just, it's great. I mean, if they can save days, I don't know what your thoughts are, but I think it's great. There's a lot of controversy. Nobody's going to pay, and I don't know. The acting in the last, since they said they're going with Peacock, the acting is really, they've raised the bar. The last month or so has been fantastic.
I think so.
Go ahead, David. What's your thought on this?
So my question is it good enough to pay for?
Well, I don't know.
Carolyn? I mean, because you don't have Peacock, Carolyn, right now.
I know. I'm slow to get on board, but I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about it. Are all you
okay.
guys on?
So
TikTok?
We got some. I
are
have
you,
it. I've had okay. it since the Christmas special.
Okay, Anthony.
I've had it since But there is
Candace?
Something that I want to clear up. There was a post
out
there.
No, David, you speak and then I'll speak.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. There is a post out there that says if you have, what is it, Candace? Is it Xfinity?
Mm-hmm.
And another one. Well, they also said if you also have Spectrum, you get premium free. That's a misthink because I have Spectrum and I'm paying for it. My premium, I am paying for it, so it's not free. Wasn't free for me. The $4.99.
Yeah, just go ahead, girl, and then I'm gonna go.
Okay, so let me just say this has been in the works for a very long time, and I know people do not want to hear this, but I'm going to just pull the Band-Aid off, okay? NBC has been looking away to get out of this for a very long time, since early 2000s, okay?
Yep.
With Days of Our Lives. For Days fans who, like, and I'm going to say it, who's followed all this, for us soap fans who've been following all this, you know that NBC, Corday Productions, and Sony Pictures, every 2 years, every other year, every 2 years, they go back and forth, and to the last minute of the minute of a second, decides if the show is going to be renewed or not. Case in point, almost 2 years ago, on Thanksgiving weekend, nobody knew if Dave Lopes was even going to continue to NBC. Ken Corday let go of everybody in the cast and whatnot, and then literally the minute of a second of that Monday, that's when they got word that they got renewed for 2 years. With the back and forth of Corday and NBC, because even Ken Corday, for those who don't know, Ken Corday got so fed up with NBC, he was looking to shop Days of Our Lives around to ABC and CBS. That's fact.
Yep.
The fact that in reality, if you guys have listened to my big mouth for a long time now, for almost a decade, I've always said how I feel as though Days of Our Lives is not treated with the same respect as the other soaps on CBS as well as ABC. I feel as though there has been a change ever since Jeff Zucker, who left NBC and went over to Amazon Studios and then got fired, had said to an upfront, I don't see Days of Our Lives being on the air past 2010. That is a telling tale right there. I always felt as though NBC could have marketed this show a little bit better than it was and whatnot. Now, come over to Peacock. Peacock comes along, and first thing they say is, hey, we want to find a way to brand to make Days of Our Lives bigger. So, yeah, Beyond Salem 1 and 2, A Very Salem Christmas, done exceptionally well on their streaming service. The fact that also, for a while, from what I was told, Days of Our Lives was the most trended show on Peacock. So, to me, this is a really good thing that somebody, and let me say this because I know some people were doing it. Everybody, look, we're all guilty of talking about it. People was bringing up about Procter & Gamble. I would like to talk about that if we have time about that later, of alleged rumors.
We'll get to that, yeah.
But, you know, like how, you know, Yon Light as well turns if they could have held on for one more year. And, of course, the popular one, you know, they talked about Passions, and they talked about All My Children and One Life to Live and all that stuff. And I'm going to say this right now. To certain media outlets who last Wednesday, when you posted that information, you kind of made fans go a little bit crazier than what they were supposed to, because you guys had automatically said canceled. It was not canceled. It's just moving. It's like the Jeffersons. They're moving on up. So the fact that Peacock has taken an investment into Days of Our Lives with, and by the way, it's still in the NBC family. It's just Peacock is a part of the NBC Universal family, which is the same marketing brand, but it's not, it's the only difference is it's no longer on network. It will now be on streaming, which again, and real quick, if you do have Xfinity, you are paying for Peacock. I actually, now here's the thing. I actually had paid for Peacock as separate before they teamed up with Xfinity. Once I looked and saw Xfinity had it, I was like, well then, okay, let me just go ahead and kind of merge my thing instead of paying, like, you know, double.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to call your local cable company and ask them, is premium Peacock available on your plan? And if not, again, $4.99, I mean, here's the thing. I know this is a big controversy, but
do the math.
But I'm going to say this. If you go to Starbucks, if you go to Starbucks every day, you can get Peacock. I'm just saying. You get Peacock. This has been the experiment. I'm going to be honest, folks. Here we go. If you value your show, if you're a fan of the show, are you willing to pay for it? Because here's the thing. If you're paying for all these streaming apps to watch, you know, All Rise, which is on OWN, but it's also on Hulu, and some of these other shows, look, right now, Days is going to need the fans more than ever with this transition. I know a lot of people are really up in arms about it, and let me say something, because I made a mistake, and I said something last Sunday on Soul Party, I was to say this, where I kind of jumped on some fans. And it wasn't like I was doing it to be mean. It's just as a Dave fan, as a soap genre fan, right, point blank, period, and I think we all can say this,
right,
we want nothing but the best for our soaps because, sadly, nobody else seems to care. I'm just going to do it. I feel as though with Days of Our Lives, out of the four soaps, Days of Our Lives has been targeted so many times in the last decade. Seriously. It's been, look, check it out. Be honest. I want to be completely honest with you guys. You may not like what I'm about to say. The show shouldn't even have been on this long. Because if you go by the ratings, if you go by what the network has said, if you go by the fact that Ken Corday himself was shopping around other networks, Days of Our Lives really shouldn't have been here. Like, it's been on the brink of cancellation so many times, to the point that Sony and Corday had a lawsuit. I don't know if everybody remember. That was before COVID.
We know.
Like So I don't want to say it to be mean, but Days of Our Lives is the blessing in disguise. So I'm just going to say this. Days fans, okay, I get that you're concerned. I get it. I trust and believe. When things like this happens, when there's a transition, everybody is worried because it could go either left or it can go right. Right now, though, me personally saying this, me Candace is saying this, is please support Days. Please support Days.
All right, Candace, because I've got some information that I've been sitting on for a long time. And I can't get into specifics, but I view this as an incredibly smart move for Days of Our Lives, and I'm going to tell you why. About 7 months ago, I got wind of the fact that Days of Our Lives was being shopped around to other networks. There was a very prominent cable network that was interested in taking the contract that has already been signed, which would bring Days through 2024 as a daily show, but then at that point, based upon ratings, et cetera, from this prominent cable network, they would decide whether or not they were going to continue in the daily format. They were going to go to a 2-episode-a-week, one daily and one at night episode. They also had interest from one of the actual major networks. I'm not going to say which one. And they were very, very close to a deal with both of these networks when Peacock stepped up and said, we had a very, very successful Beyond Salem, so here we're going to offer you another offering. At that point, the Days of Our Lives team was not ready to do a, you know, season two or section two of the Beyond Salem, so they created the Salem Christmas special, with the understanding that there would be a secondary or a part two of Beyond Salem. And when they saw how much interest was generated, how much buzz, and how many people flocked to, and I can say this, they had a 17% jump in subscriptions in the month before Beyond Salem part two. Thank you. Shout out to Bo and Hope. Kristen, and Peter. They had a seven. When I tell you, now I've been in the entertainment business. Y'all all know that I was the East Coast entertainment editor for the Associated Press. A 17-point jump in subscriptions is unheard of without it being the Olympics, some royal Harry getting married, you know, without something major
a funeral
in a month that they got a 17-point jump in subscriptions, that convinced Peacock. So here's the deal. Here's the deal, folks. Days of Our Lives is going to exist the way we know it for the next year and a half. If we all, as soap fans, as Days of Our Lives fans, buy in, it will continue that way. But they will look at other options if the daily option of streaming is not as popular as they think it's going to be. Having said that, though, if we go back to Guiding Light, Another World, all of the As the World Turns, all of the soaps that are no longer with us, that didn't have the opportunity to move over to a streaming platform, this gives us just a tiny bit of hope. We're looking at a reboot of All My Children as a nighttime primetime soap on ABC. There's a lot of buzz around going that ABC has never been able to fill their afternoon block with anything that is or was as successful as One Life to Live and All My Children. So there's talk of rebooting One Life to Live. Here's the thing, folks. When they move over to the Peacock streaming network, they're going to be able to do things like All My Children and One Life to Live did when they moved over to a streaming service. Only now, streaming is the more percentage of households in America stream than they have basic cable at this point. 10 years ago, when All My Children and One Life to Live did it, it was the exact opposite. The percentages were 82% network and regular cable television and only 12 or 14% streaming. They never had a chance. Prospect Park, it was a Hail Mary.
We were all experimental back then, right, Anthony?
It was experimental. Let's pray that we could get enough to make this happen for a couple of seasons. But going into it, they knew this was probably not going to work. The difference now is, 10/11 years later, 80% of households are streaming. They don't even have cable service coming into their homes anymore. So that alone gives me a lot of hope that in this year of presenting Days of Our Lives the way it's been presented as a soap opera, for the last 50-some-odd years, that it will build the audience on Peacock that it needs. But here's the caveat, folks. They can do things a lot. Many, many, many things on streaming that they cannot do on network television, a.k.a. the Ali Gianni triangle. Oh, they can go so much further with that. The Leo character, they can go so much. Mm-hmm. There are so many ways that they can go so much further with. So if we all take that plunge and say, even 5 months, let's just give it 5 months, we're all going to be hooked. I know Ron. I know Ron actually personally. I have actually bowled with Ron on Staten Island in New York. I know that Ron is going to give us that transition from network daily television to Peacock. He's going to give us something, and then he's going to build on it and build on it and build on it. All we have to do is be faithful soap opera fans and follow them where they're going, and give them the opportunity to wow us. It's $5 a month, folks. It is well, well worth it. And trust me, all I'm going to drop is this.
He's broadening the
I'm going to drop, wait, Carolyn, let me drop this one last piece.
Okay.
The way that they ended Beyond Salem 2, all I can say is if you've listened to the show, you've listened to me on it for almost 6 years now, I don't lie to you, folks. If I know something, I tell you. If I can't tell you where I've gotten the source, I always tell you that as well. Trust me when I tell you that the way they ended Beyond Salem 2 is going to factor into how Days of Our Lives transitions from a daytime NBC network to the Peacock streaming service. Watch, keep your eyes and ears open, and then come on and use that number that David gave you a few minutes ago on one of our two shows in September and say, oh, my God, Anthony, you told us. You come and tell me that to my face. Just trust me when I tell you the way Beyond Salem 2 ended will be picked up again when Days of Our Lives moves from NBC to Peacock. All right, folks, who's got any comments? Carolyn, I cut you off. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, go ahead,
Carolyn.
Okay. I think they're broadening their fan base. I think it's clever what they're doing. I may not watch it, but I do. I've seen a little bit, and I think it's very well done.
I'll sell you $25 for the first couple of months, just if you promise me right now you're going to sign up. I'll sell you the $25, girl. I promise.
You're quite the salesman. You're quite the. Oh.
And
look, if they cancel it, then I can't. I'll be in withdrawal. I'll have to. They'll wrestle me to the
table. Okay. Let me reassure fans on this as well. Peacock has committed to carrying out the original NBC contract, which gives them through 2024 into 2025. So Peacock has committed to carrying Days of Our Lives through the original contract.
Okay. Well, answer me a question, because I saw this, and I don't know if it's my hesitation. This is my pattern. If I don't have time to watch Days, I can watch it. I don't like commercials. This is my dilly. Now, I understand that you can only watch Beyond Salem. Like, you can't tape it. You can't fast-forward it. Is that true?
You can fast forward it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there are, and there's other fans that are saying there's restrictions. The Canadians are going crazy.
First of all, the Canadians have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you guys are good in Canada.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah,
yes,
you guys are going to have it on Global,
there.
On Global TV, so you guys are okay.
Now, as far as recording Days of Our Lives is concerned, there are actually ways to do it. They're not 100% illegal, but they are not 100% legal, so we are not going to tell you how to do it here on Take Two Radio. But if you Google how to record a streaming television or a streaming show, there are plenty of ways that you can record it.
And
the fans have concerns, and what I've been reading and seeing, then legitimately they do. So it's a matter of educating. The Canadians will not have, they don't, I think they said that can they not get Peacock, or what if
so, okay.
No,
Canada
no
and Australia?
Yeah.
Canada and Australia don't have Peacock, so they're going to get it on networks that are part of their
on Global. Yeah, Canada's going to still get it on Global TV, so nothing has changed. Australia would probably still get it on Channel 7. Shout out to Channel 7. Hey, y'all. Put my home away back on at 3. I just had to do that. So on the Peacock app, okay, you can actually download a show onto your main computer. It's not illegal. It's actually legit, okay? It's the same thing with Amazon Prime. You can download it onto your computer for a rainy day. I'm going to say this. I know a lot of fans, because these are the top 5 things that I've seen on social media regarding the fans. They want Ken Corday to talk.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something right now. The fact that
Ken's not going to talk, you know that.
Let me just back this up. Because I get it, I understand, but when you already have the CEO of Peacock explain the situation of the situation, basically it was a financial smart move, and I'm sorry, if I was Ken Corday, I would be like this. Okay, my show will not be here. Okay, Dave Spence, I'm gonna help you out with this. You guys won't get preempted as much anymore.
Yeah, well, that's,
think about
that's
that.
A good thing.
You guys, like, in all honesty, you will not be preempted. Like, hello. I know that
they
some of you guys
longer,
wanting a,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
I know some people are worrying about, well, I'm not going to watch it if it comes on at 6 o'clock. Okay, here's the thing. We do not know this. We do know that it's still going to come on Monday through Friday. There is live TV on the Peacock app, meaning you can still, I think they are going to do this. They're going to continue it at
1 o'clock. Let me step in right there, because I actually know this. The episodes are going to drop at 1 p.m. Eastern time for the Peacock, but you can watch it live as well. So if you're
in California
and it's
TV,
3 o'clock, you can still watch it as part of Peacock live TV at your time. You don't have to wait you know, or let me rephrase that. At 1 o'clock your time, because it's dropped, it's also part of the live TV. So across the country, you will be able to access it at 1 p.m. No matter where you are in the country, you'll be able to access it at 1 p.m. each day.
And it will continue to stream, like, same day. It's sort of the same thing that they were doing, is that later on the night, obviously, you can still watch it on the streaming service, like, you know, the regular rotation and everything else like that. I know that fans are like, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to put myself into this category. NBC. NBC, I hope to dear soap Jesus, because you actually should have started it Sunday, because I saw that little promo down below, Meet the Press, with coming soon, NBC, new now, news now, get your way. I saw that. I was like, I'm watching Meet the Press. Yes, I am very educational, and I really care about the world we live in. And I'm watching it, and down below, it had, you know, the lights of the NBC, you know, and then it had the little strobe, little, like, you know, ad pop out and saying, coming in September, NBC News Now. Watch it. Learn it. And so, and I'm like, dang, y'all was real quick with this one. I hope that you guys celebrate Days of Our Lives come in the next couple of weeks. Because if anything, Days fans who've been, the NBC Days fans, I will say this, who've been there since day one, and I know plenty of people who've been watching since day one, you owe it to them. You owe it to the fact that that was your fourth longest running show in your 90-plus year history. The fact that, you know, last Wednesday, and I know people got mad. Look, oh, let me just say this real quick. See, I got to go on a rant. Wild Card Body is not in charge of Days of Our Lives. Let me clear this up again. Ronald, yeah, I'm giving him, his government name. Call Body is the head writer of Days of Our Lives, the Emmy Award head writer of Days of Our Lives, who's just now the second longest head writer of Days of Our Lives. Who's the first one? William J. Bell. Look it up. The thing is that this is not his call. This was Albert R., Ken Corday, CK, and people at Peacock. Stop playing, trying to blame Ron. Now,
don't blame Ron.
I find it interesting. I think it's interesting that NBC, because I think some people are kind of not seeing this a little bit. Maybe it's just me. I find it interesting that, okay, you're closing out Days on September 9th, right? Okay. On Monday, you got a brand new show already lined up. Dang. Like, even ABC waited a couple of months, a couple of weeks before they had to chew the resolution, Fab Food Life, 90210, I don't know, to put, you know, in this place with All My Children and One Life to Live. And the same thing goes for CBS. That tells you, but I hope the week of, because, look, that's going to be a rough week, not only for the Days fans, but for all of us who also remember what September means, you know, obviously September 11th, obviously the cancellation, you know, Guy and Mike's last episode, as well, kind of stuff like that. I hope NBC, y'all got a week's worth of celebration. And I'm going to be honest, the last episode of Days on NBC, I need for McDonald Carey to, I mean, I know the voice is there, but I need to see one glimpse of him and of Francis Reed. Because for some people, and I get it, I do, that is going to be their last time seeing Days of Our Lives. Because a lot of people, like you said, are kind of conflicted on what do we do now, you know. And I'm going to say something else. Stop saying that the people over 50 years old don't know how to do a streaming service. Because I know some people who do. That's over 60. Okay? Because I saw that. I was like, wow, are we being really ageless? Like, we're doing this? Like, no. And here's the thing. If you are somebody who do need some assistance, with the Peacock.
Reach out.
This is going to be like the reach out and touch the AT&T program. Reach out and not touch somebody, but show them how to do it. And I'm pretty sure, and I'll say this, I know probably in the next couple of weeks on the social medias of Days of Our Lives actors, they're going to help you guys out. To me, like we said, you know, sadly there's some shows that, you know, and I'll just say this with Passions. People may not know this. NBC gave up Passions. Passions went on the Sci-Fi Network. Then Pat just went over to the Direct 101. What's up, Eric Mossoff? Then with All My Children, One Life to Live, here's the thing, folks. ABC sold. There's a difference. ABC sold the rights to a production company that did not quite know financially how to handle certain things. That back then, we didn't know as much as we know now. So
right.
I understand everybody wants to make the comparisons. I truly do. But no, we've come a long way. So far that all you got to do is speak in the remote and say, Peacock, here's where I live. Boom, boom, boom. There it is. Like, dang. So I'm hoping for a good transition. I hope that, you know, because so fans, look, hey, Bold fans, you want Forrester International on Paramount? You know what to do. Tell a friend. And I mean, it's Anthony David, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen it, that this has gone beyond NBC Days fans. Like, you got Younger Than Russell fans talking. You got General Hospital fans talking. You got, you know,
I was just going to ask that question.
Sarah Bibble.
Are they not getting nervous? Are those CBS, ABC, are they not looking down the road?
Here's the thing. So Brad Bell has said that he's not opposed to doing something online. It's just right now, you know, it's not a priority. But I'm going to be honest. All three, it's funny now we're going to say this. Starting in September, there's going to be three network soaps. Y'all better step y'all game up a little bit. And we know you guys can do it because this is going to be a game changer. It's going to be a game changer for the genre. I'm going to tell you how big this is getting. Because of the news about what Days is doing, right? Check this out. Pluto Television, which is a free streaming service, right? Anthony, you might know
that.
You know, they have a Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful channel that started during the Mal Young years when Mal Young was the executive producer. And what they were doing, they did a sneak attack. One random day, woke up, there was a new soap network. It was Pluto Soap. Their purpose is to try to attract an audience if they want to see other soaps than just the CBS soaps. By the way, Viacom CBS is a parent of Pluto, okay? However, last night, one of my friends, as well as me, reached out to Pluto, and we asked if they were going to have any other soaps on there. One wanted All My Children, One Life to Live. Yeah, and they responded and saying, we're huge fans of the show, and they're not turning their backs on it. But the thing is, I don't think a lot of people know. I mean, well, if you do have Pluto, you know that Laura Lee Bell comes on every freaking, like, 15 minutes to remind you about, you know, what channel you're watching and stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, don't sleep on this, on Pluto, because there is another soap that's coming. It's about, we're in August now. Around the fourth or fifth month, there's going to be another soap added to that channel. I ain't going to tell you which one, but it's something that would be really to Pluto. They're going to show encore presentations. They're just trying to wet their toes. They're trying to wet their toes a little bit to see what they can do. But I will say is don't sleep on what's going on right now. This is the resurgence of soaps. We're about to have another burst of we're going to have Days on Peacock, and then we're going to have another, we technically do have another soap channel that's going to add another soap. Yeah.
Well, Take-Two Radio has always been, we're here to save the last four soaps, and that's what our mission has always been.
Yeah, and we support the digital and audio soaps. We support the genre.
Genre. Yeah. If this is going to save Days from the Jaws, then so be
right.
it. I think it's great.
Yeah. Now, their tape is February right now. So, you know, that's going to be shown, you know, after September school. They're still filming. So, you know, hopefully not a lot does change. I mean, I do want some changes, but you don't want to neglect what the show is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to make it like, okay, we're now a Peacock. Here's boobies, booties, and everything else, right? It's like, wait, what? What's that? Like, what's happening here? Do not do like what One Life to Live did.
Well, I like what they've done with Ben, and now they've made him Alex, and I think it's a lot of the fans like the actor, whatever part they're playing. I mean, even with Jake and Stefan, keep them on. Okay, so they're going to be a different person. So Jake's going to have, his brother's heart, whatever. I just, it's very subtle, but I think it's clever, and it seems to be working.
This is the thing with soaps. They use their actors more than once. I mean, here's the thing. I understand why some people are a little like a certain way about Robert Scott Wilson, because it literally was 11 days after Beyond Salem that we had saw him and they brought him on. I'm going to be honest. I'm a person that I can see things maybe different. I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but I just got to say, because this has been literally like, I've been in so many groups about this. To me, I understand that Rob wanted to do something different. If you've heard me and any of us on the show, we constantly have said that it feels as though they're isolating Ben and Sierra. And the fact that, both parties wanted to try to do other things, I understand, that's losing your fan favorite. But at the end of the day, it's a job for them. The fact that he came on as Alex, and, Vaughn is so shady as to write, what do I look like, the necktie killer? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously? Like, dude, like, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It wasn't until probably yesterday where I officially can say it now. I don't see Ben and Robert anymore. Yeah. I actually see him as Alex. Actually, I see a trace. I see a trace of Petey from all my children with him too. But I'm actually enjoying it. I'm enjoying the fact that he interacted with Chanel. I was like, what are we doing here? I was like, hey now. So, but Anthony, what do you think? What do you think about all this?
Anthony, you there?
Anthony.
You know what? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can.
I can now.
We've got some weather going on here. I could hear you, but I don't think you could hear me.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can.
I can hear you now.
All right.
But
I'm sorry. Okay. We had weather, and I was trying to talk. yeah. Oh, Florida, gotta love it.
Oh man, so what's your thoughts about Days and all of this with Robert Scott Wilson, and how do you like Alex?
I like not liking Alex. How's that?
Okay.
He likes that.
And I just have to say this, what I'm really excited about is when Days of Our Lives goes to Peacock, I think we'll see a little bit, maybe a lot bit more of Robert, a.k.a. Alex. We're going to see, they can do things on Peacock that they can't do on network streaming TV. And I'm really excited to see Ron take the mantle of that and write stuff that is going to drive more folks to the show. All right. I'm gonna do this from not my personal perspective, but from the fan perspective. I think that Robert tried just a little too hard to be Alex and not Ben, if that makes sense. However, with the talent, I remember him when he took his little journey from The Price is Right over to All My Children.
Why?
I do believe that give him just a little bit, the same thing that I said about Brandon Baresh when he stepped in for Tyler Christopher, I'm going to say the same thing for Robert in taking this new role. give him just a little bit more time. It's really, really, really hard to walk into a set. Michael, you know, Ethan, Roger Howarth, you know, General is the one that does that. The other soaps haven't done that at this point. Kudos to Ron for saying this is a talent that we really can't use the way we'd want to use him because of Victoria Konnefeld not wanting to, you know, be full-time. So what can we do to use this talent? Kudos to them for thinking to themselves, you know what, let's try him in another role. So what I'm going to say is this. I'm not feeling it today 100%, but I'm feeling it a good 65%, and I know that 2 months from now, we'll be on this show going, yeah, look at what he's done, blah, 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 blah. So just give it a little bit more time, folks. Little bit more time. The character is supposed to. It's not supposed to be Ben 2.0. It's not supposed to be. He's coming in to give us something fresh, something new. He's not the, you know, the tie, silk tie, serial killing, I've been reformed. This is another character who's been mentioned many, many times over the years, but never actually appeared on
canvas.
But
we've just never seen him.
This is, we've never seen him. This is the opportunity for him to build something completely new. And I really, I mean, knowing Robert, he's gonna blow us away at some point. It's been lackluster up to this point, but that doesn't mean anything. Same thing with the character of, well, no, I can't use Austin. It's lackluster even now. Let me use Finn. Michael Easton. You know, when Silas and all that happened, and he came, oh, girl, come on, you don't love Finn?
I'll wait for the general hospital report on that, to talk about that. I mean, but if you want to compare him to Finn, go right ahead.
Candace, let's think back for a minute. Let's think of Finn when he was holding Rebecca in his, you know, Rebecca, a.k.a. On the
Hayden.
Show, she is.
Hayden,
thank you. When he was holding her in his arms,
you
know, when she was about to die and he was begging her not to go, he was going to find that cure for her. He was going to, he's going to make, just hold on a little bit more, baby. You know, I'm sorry, but Michael Easton, you can throw anything at him, and I honestly do believe Robert Scott Wilson is one of those actors that you can throw anything at him, and he'll make it work.
I mean, yeah,
give him just
a
little bit more time.
If the writing is there, I mean, to me, and to piggyback off of our queen, is that a lot of fans, and I get it, I understand, for 8 years, he was Ben Weston. You know, he was popular. You know, he was good with Abby. Let me repeat that. He was good with Abby. And, of course, the popularity skyrocketed with Sierra. I do feel as though, you know, that's kind of clouding a lot of people's judgment, is because, oh, well, he should have just been Ben Weston. Okay. Or quote, unquote, not have him on the show. To me, again, if an actor wants to work and if the people at Dave saw that, I'm not going to be like, well, you know what, dude? I mean, they could have done it with him being Ben. They had an opportunity to have done what they were supposed to do with Ben when Sierra was gone, but they didn't do it. So the thing is that you got him as this new character. Look, I mean, John Aniston has played two characters on Days of Our Lives. Josh Taylor has played two successful characters on Days of Our Lives. Kyle Lauder played two different characters on there. Deidre Hall has played two different characters. Judy Evans has played two different characters. Who else? I mean, Tamara Braun played two different characters on the show. I mean, Brandon Barrage plays two characters on the show. So, it's, you know, my thing is just give it some time. You know, I mean, look, it took 2 years for them to realize Jake DeMira wasn't working. Shout out to the Jake fans out there. But it wasn't working. So let's just give it a try and see. I give it 6 months. I always say that because that's technically the Douglas Marling rule is 6 months. So let's see what happens in 6 months, because in 6 months they're going to be on Peacock. So,
and apparently Brandon didn't care for him either.
Yeah.
The fashion, but I'm going to say this, Robert's, Alex's fashion, yes. Yes, a step up. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, He should be stylish. He's low. He's got the money to use it.
You better. Well, you know, some people, when they're famous and rich, they don't like to splurge like that.
Let's be real with this, though. You know, every soap opera has done this.
Yeah, Michelle Morgan.
You know, there's a character, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they have to distinguish themselves from the character that has been played before. Whether it's, you know, someone like Michael Easton or Roger Howarth trying to build a new character when they're faced. I mean, you know, hello, Austin shows up in the hospital and looks just like Franco and nobody notices. Hello. But, you know, then you had the revolving doors of Carly's. You know, we had On Another World. We had twins that were recast. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to do something to make it their own. And so they do something that is so uncharacteristic of the character that was played before them, whether it was them themselves or another actor playing and they're stepping into a recast. You know, they do something completely different. Sometimes it works. Sarah Joy Brown passing the torch to Tamara Braun worked immensely. It was so good. It worked perfectly. There really wasn't a lot of blowback on Tamara Braun coming into that role. However, when Tamara Braun was ready to go and they had Jennifer in there, people were like, okay, she's a redhead. What the hell is going on here? Carly's blonde. Beyond that, you know, it just wasn't the role for Jennifer at that time. Laura Wright stepped in. I mean, she was Allie, Cassie, and now she is, and for many people, she is the definitive Carly. Sarah Joy You know, so let's give Robert just a little bit more time to find the groove of this character before we give our pronunciation.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. All right, Carolyn, tell me, girl, what is standing out to you and what is annoying the heck out of you about the last couple of weeks of Days of Our Lives?
Hello.
Queen?
Can you hear me? There you
go. Carolyn?
Yeah, we got you, Queen.
Okay. I really like Shin this week.
Oh, me too.
Did you guys see it this week?
Yes. You're talking about that he knows.
Oh, yeah. He's being really nice.
Shady, I like it.
Yeah. He laid down, so there's going to be trouble between him and Kristen. They're poor Rolf. He's the meat in the sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, Candace, can you sing along as my backup singer right now?
I told you so.
All right, folks, any more final comments on Days of Our Lives before we take that time warp to another area of our beloved country?
Support Days.
Support Days, absolutely.
NBC,
support
Days. NBC,
support
Days.
Start a hashtag.
Shoot.
Yeah.
You know what? Most likely I'm going to have to do the promo for NBC for Days of Our Lives finale.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to leave tonight at 8:30. I have a prior commitment. But let's, David, give them that number one more time if they want to call in and join us.
Okay.
718-506-1450?
No, 1540.
Yeah,
cool. 1540.
And press 1.
708-506-1540 if you want to join us tonight. Let's take that time warp over into Port Charles.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. I got a couple of words to start that off. And Candace, I'm sure you probably agree with this one.
I have so many other words.
You ready? Can I start it? Pick up the pace.
That wasn't my word. That wasn't, y'all know what I'm about to say. Y'all know. Anthony, if you can go into my brain, I know it's scary. What am I going to say? What is about to come out of my mouth regarding General Hospital?
This whole Esme Bull blah, 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 malarkey part two?
No. Take out the Esme. Take the Esme part out. Replace it with somebody else.
Nicholas?
No.
No.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Give me.
Okay. I'm closing my eyes. I'm sending it to you right now. I'm teleporting it telepathically to you.
Michael.
Well, that too. But no. You want to give up? I mean, you're on the right path.
Go ahead, girl.
Okay. General Hospital, now you know. Y'all are wrong for what y'all did yesterday. Okay.
Oh, my God, yes.
Here's the thing. Okay, right, General Hospital, y'all know this got to stop. Of y'all calling it, like, okay, y'all bring these new characters on every single 6 months, every year and whatnot, and all of a sudden they're connected to somebody from General Hospital's past. Y'all did not.
Oh,
okay, now here's the thing. Y'all had Cody Bell. Okay, to long-term fans of General Hospital, Bell stuck out. It was like, hold up, wait a minute. Could this be? But the fact, spoiler for those who didn't see it, I'm just going to pull the wool, you know, the fact that y'all retconned, I'm going to say it, y'all retconned Dominique's history to bring it and say, oh, I'm Dominique's child. Cat, the Bells raised me. Okay, for those who don't understand what had happened was Cody, who is being fixed up with Brent via Spinelli's computer genius, whatever, who knows Dante from Brooklyn and everything like that, who found out that Cindy Caruso was Dante's father, and then had a moment where he hit Scotty for no apparent reason, and then we find out he's Dominique's son.
I have a huge, huge problem with this, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping over anybody that wanted to talk, but I'm going to do it
no,
anyway.
No, you go ahead.
So.
Because
here's
Anthony,
my thing, okay?
I'm a little fuzzy on the background.
I'll help you out with the history too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please
well,
do.
I watched moment by moment. I have been watching General Hospital since I'm 3 years old at the foot of my nanny, my father's mother, okay? So here's my thing, okay? I'm really good with you throwing this character into the mix. I'm really good with you giving him a little bit of backstory with Dante, et cetera, et cetera. I'm really good with there might be something. He's come to Brit because Faison was his father and he wants to be the ultimate con man. I am not okay in any way, shape, or form with Dominique having had some kid that she gave birth to, gave up, had the relationship, all of what she... I watched every moment of Scotty and Dominique, of Lucy Cole stepping in to be the surrogate. I watched every moment of all of that. You are poo-pooing, and by poo-pooing, I mean S-H-blank-T-I-N-G, on what I watched all of those years ago, and my heart... When Dominique died, I loved Dominique. I loved Brenda's sister.
That's
what was her name?
Probably the only part I remember.
Oh, see, I can go back farther than that because I'm going to be mad. And as soon as Anthony finished, I'm going hard on General Hospital. I'm sorry. Okay. Hi, I'm Candace. I've been watching General Hospital since I don't – look, I just know I was there, okay?
Answer me this one question. The love that Scotty and Dominique had, do you – is there any way that you can fathom that she didn't tell him she had a child that she had already
given? Anthony, I'm about to blow your mind with this.
Go ahead,
okay?
Girl.
Go ahead.
Okay, so hi, I'm Candace. I'm from Take Two Radio. I'm also an award-winning executive producer for I'm in a Day. Okay, General Hospital. Now, y'all think we're stupid. Now, okay, for months, you had a red herring of making us think that Esme was Felicia's kid. Okay, I still don't, you know, okay. But then I restart about it. You know how you sit down and you start to really think about certain things? It's like, okay, You've been talking about Mac a lot lately. You've been showing Mac. You've been asking him, does he have any regrets of not having a biological child? Up until yesterday, I've been like, well, gee, that's like, are y'all trying to say Felicia and Mac might get it on? I mean, he is looking mighty fine.
I remember
to me,
I
was like, okay, when he said, when I found out Cody was Dominique's, I was like, oh, hell no. I literally posted, I said, y'all going to make this boy Mac's kid. Now, for those who don't know the history, I'm going to help you out. Before Scotty, okay, Dominique and Mac Scorpio was a thing. Now, wait, I know what you're saying, Candace, but what if this is a twist? I know, I'm there with you. It could be Catherine Bell's kid. Why, you say? Because Catherine and Mac, Mac got around, okay? He was
Catherine
with both sisters. He was both with both sisters, back to back, okay? So I would not be surprised if General Hospital says, because your current viewers do not know Dominique, right? You're going to tie him to Max Scorpio. And I swear if you do this, I'm going to tell you right now, you're ultimately going to fail me because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick, okay, with you doing this. You did this with Peter. Okay.
Yep.
Actually, no. Wait a minute. I'm gonna trace it back. You had it with Chase. With Chase being Laura's
son.
Okay.
I'm gonna go then, one better. You
then,
had it with Luke/Fluke, and what you tried to cram down our throats that
I'm about to go all the way back. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm gonna do a little history thing. You did this with Nell. You inserted Nell to be Carly. The ultimate offense was Peter.
No, baby. The ultimate offense is Jake alive on Cassadine Island.
No. The reason I said Peter is because, again, you go ahead, right, and you're going to tell us, okay, that Anna, who was a virgin, okay?
Yeah.
What's up, Aza? Okay, this is like Clueless, okay? Frazon, right? Okay, again, the fact that they did this a long time ago when they was trying to make Ethan, which, by the way, I need another DNA test because I still say that boy is Robert. When Robin had said about Ethan, and that was another one they recounted too, but it made sense. Like she did the timeline with Peter, everybody and their mama was going saying, so wait a minute, he's older than Robin. That can't be possible. Again, y'all couldn't figure this out. That's what I said, like the ultimate. Now, yeah, you go back to the insertion of Patricia Spencer. Since when? Okay. Because, again, I've been watching this show. You know, I've watched the, you know, classic clips and stuff. They never say anything about Patricia. Since 1978 on up, they never said anything about Patricia.
When Ruby came into the picture, Patricia.
Now, Bill Ecker and Sly, yes, I was there for that. But I don't remember Patricia. Who Patricia?
I don't.
Where Patricia come from? Who Patricia? Candace, girl,
I'm going to wrap this up to you in one very easy bow. It's bright pink. It is shimmery. It's got glitter all over it. There was no discontinuation of the story of Dominique. She didn't go anywhere. She didn't disappear for a couple of months. She didn't anything. There is no way that this happened and Scotty did not know about it. I watched every moment of that when she was in his arms, when he was, and that was probably the best acting that King Shriner, who plays Scotty, the best acting that he has ever done. When she was in his arms, please go look out for my son. Yes, we have the egg implanted in Lucy. We're going to get a Serena. No. There was no discontinuation of the Dominique storyline. There is no way that this feasibly makes sense.
Anthony, not to cut you off, but General Hospital, we asked for Serena Baldwin, not this. I asked for Josh Kelly to be Lucky Spencer, not this. What is, it's to the point where, you know, and we're going to talk about, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about this. General Hospital has now become unrecognizable in the sense that I don't understand, you know, like now with soaps, yes, you incorporate a new character here and there. But your main thing is we the audience can't like a character as a standalone. You keep going to build that link to history.
Yes.
Like, we got to go through the journey of finding out that one of our beloved vet, you know, actors is the biological parent. Now, the Esme stuff has taken a turn for the better because even though you connected her to Ryan, the fact that he may or may not be telling the truth is actually kind of interesting. But the fact that you literally have this Cody guy come on and it's like, okay, the last name, again, like I said, that was a ring. That was like Bell. Oh, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Hold
up. Before you finish that point, because they're doing it in three different points, because you have the whole Nell Willow thing. You know, how many times are they going to be children that were born into this earth that the parent has no idea that that child was ever born? You know what?
I can't even get with that twice, but by the fifth time that we're dealing with the storyline, I can't get with it.
How many times does a mother give birth to more than one child, and they have no idea that
oh my gosh, I just thought about the other retcon they did as far as kids go. Drew.
Thank you. How many times can we replay the same storyline over and over again?
It's getting to the point where it's starting to become a drinking game.
Candace, Carolyn is actually giving birth. I'm a gay man. I never gave birth to nothing. David, mm-hmm. you never gave birth to nothing. Candace, as far as I know, you don't have no children.
I ain't got nothing.
All right,
I've seen it.
Carolyn,
I've seen birth.
You're our queen. Let me ask you. It's possible. We know it's possible. But how likely is it that so many women have given birth to multiple children and they have no idea that they gave birth to more than one baby?
I know.
Carolyn,
I mean, if you're heavily drugged, Carolyn's out. Yeah. Well, no, like, if you're definitely like drug, because look, okay, I'm gonna be honest. Sharon,
you know,
on Younger Rockwood.
If Willow, here's the thing. If Willow, as it seems right now, it's true, but it's General Hospital. We have no idea if this is really gonna be true a year from now. I get it. Nina was in a damn coma, but how many live breathing people go into birth? And come out with one child, and they gave birth to Carolyn. Are you here?
Carolyn's not here.
No, she's gone.
All right. You've given birth. If somebody showed up on your doorstep tomorrow and said, you know, you gave birth to me too, are you going to best believe
I got a DNA test kit. I'll be like this. I need to take some blood work first. Well, no, thank you very much. I need to talk to the doctors. I need to blackmail some people, some detectives. Because here's my thing. Okay, General Hospital. Before the COVID shutdown, we all said on this show that Willow was Nina's kid. We said it. We point blank said they're playing it as Willow is Nina's kid. Okay. I kept saying twins. I remember Anthony and me, because we both, we were saying it's twins. It has to be twins and whatnot because they had the connection and watched it be a red herring because we was like, is it going to be Nell or Sasha? Because we didn't know what they were doing with those three characters.
Yeah.
The fact that you dropped the General Hospital, be honest, you dropped the story. You dropped the story. For whatever purpose it was, you dropped the story. Okay. You had it to be Nell. That made no sense, especially since she was dead. Okay. So you went ahead and you did the Willow storyline. By the way, General Hospital, I want my Venmo. Because on here a couple of months ago, I said, the only way that Nina's going to find out if Carly comes out and says something is if Willow is sick.
Because Willow gets pregnant and there's a problem.
Well, no. I said if Willow gets sick. Like, if it's going to – the pregnancy, yep. I didn't even see coming. But the fact that she would need some kind of bone marrow or transplant and stuff. General Hospital, I would like my money sent to me tonight because I said this on the show that, watch, this is how the truth is going to come out and everything. Even Carly's going to be forced to say something once Michael say, oh, by the way, Willow has leukemia, and she's going to need a bone marrow. Because somehow say you cannot do the same thing with Carly. I mean, you already did. But the turn of events needs to be Carly comes out and says, I knew all along. Bite the bullet,
okay,
girl.
I'm going to stop you right there, and I'm going to say this point.
What about my General Hospital?
We have had Courtney, Elizabeth, Carly, you know, the multiple baby daddies in that storyline. We have had the red herring over and over and over again.
Over and
You're playing the storyline again. Again. It didn't work the first time you played it. It didn't work the second time you played it. And it ain't working now. Look at the history of your show. Look at Maxie, BJ, Felicia, and Bobby, and understand that a story like that can only be told. I'm going to do a drum roll. Everybody come with me now. A story like that can only be told. Drum roll. You keep going back and mining that storyline when there are individuals like Candace and myself, David, maybe even Carolyn, who have been watching since we are toddlers, who know the history of the show. You cannot keep rewriting. I get the clever way of Peter, Anna, it was Alex's baby, et cetera. And Lord have mercy, this theory that I have seen on social media lately, Cody is not Anna and Zayson's son. I promise you this. And General Hospital,
oh, please,
I promise you this. I have been watching you since I am 3 years old. I am in my mid-40s. I'm not going to give you the exact age, because I'm a gay man, and if I help myself, I probably will never, ever, ever have anyone flirt with me again. But
oh my gosh.
Having said that, I have been watching you since I am 3 years old. Cody is not Anna and Faison's son. No, 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 no. I barely believe that Cody is Dominique's son. In fact, I don't believe it right now. But you might convince me a little bit later on down the road. You might. You got to stop rewriting the history that we all live through. That would be like Laura coming back to town and saying, oh, no, I was never kidnapped on Cassadine Island. I just wanted to go have myself a little bit of fun. I was at Studio 54 in New York. Luke had no idea what I was with. And when I had no money left, I came back to town. No, girl, no. You were held by Elizabeth Taylor's Helena Cassadine. No. We all watched it. We've all been there. You've got to stop changing the history of what we've already been through. It's not good. Not good at all. Now, having said that.
Like Elizabeth.
I know, Candace, you're going to disagree with me. I know you will. But I'm going to say this. I actually think that they're hitting the beats in the right direction on the Elizabeth storyline. I think when we finally get a payoff, oh, I hope I'm not wrong, because, Candace, I promise you, I will.
I hope you're not wrong.
I will fry up, bake, broil, whatever it is, and I will have a crow here in my Miami house that I will cut into and eat on a Take Two Radio episode.
I need a video of that.
Girl, I am so ready. I'm so ready to finally put to bed the Elizabeth, where the hell have her parents been for the last 22 years? Storyline.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Go ahead, David.
All right. There's something I saw on social media about Becky's story and I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just saying, what do you guys think about it? They are giving Elizabeth, and I didn't watch this, so you guys know more than I would. They said they're giving Elizabeth the same story that Alex had on All My Children.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Candace.
I don't
okay.
know what
go
that
ahead,
is.
So,
I don't know
right.
what that
so,
is.
Hi,
go ahead, girl.
Again. Hi, I'm Candace. Again, take care. All right. Here's I got to say. Anthony, I'm hoping that they do some justice, but I'm going to do my detective. I'm TJ Hooker, okay? But I don't hook him. I just take. Okay. So, Soap Opera Digest, real quick, did a podcast. Becky was on there, and she said, quote, unquote, she don't even know what they're doing with the story.
That's what she said.
That was
evidence.
Such a great episode, by the way. If you haven't had a chance,
that was really
go
good.
And to
oh,
it.
My gosh.
It was a good one.
It's the tea. Becky, by the way, if you want to come take two radio, we'd love to have you.
Becky, come be with us, baby. Be with us,
yeah,
baby. We're going
to
hit you
the
way Soap Digest can't hit you. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the fans who's been with the storyline for a year now, you know, okay. General Hospital is trolling everybody about the parents because I find it interesting that in 25 years, this is the most we've heard about her parents in a long time. I also
mm-hmm.
saw that too, Anthony, David, about that story with Alex. And I'm going to say this. I hope General Hospital don't, but also I'm going to say something too. I've noticed some certain beats. Anthony, you probably seen it too. That they're playing the storyline, and especially when we got that lovely drop-in surprise visit by Peter. And I was like, okay, General Hospital, I know what you're probably going to do when she said, Daddy. And I was like, uh-uh. It didn't work for Laura when y'all did this to Jeannie Francis. It ain't going to work if you go this route with Elizabeth. I'm going to be the one person that will come on Take Two Radio, and I will slam hard. Look, Dan Chris, I see you. I know where you're at on social media. Don't do this where, and this is just me throwing it out there. I hope this is not a story that something happened to a young Elizabeth. I hope there's no change up in the DNA. I hope it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, because this is really raising, when I tell you on social media, these are it's ridiculous of what they're doing. I find it interesting that we still have not heard from Jake if he got in contact again with the parents. Why is Jake the only one that's getting in contact with the parents? What's up with that? What's up with that?
Okay.
Like, in all honesty.
So I'm going to jump in right here. And I'm going to say this.
And a story. Oh,
I have loved you since I am 3 years old. If you make it that Elizabeth's daddy, Jeff Weber, did something to her, whatever it may be, that is driving this storyline now, I can't go with you. I remember Jeff Weber. I remember Rick Weber. I remember Monica, all the different versions of Monica.
I remember when Bobby and Jeff was a kind of the thing. Or was it Rick?
Yeah.
It was one of them.
No. You cannot go back and make Elizabeth dealing with sexual trauma because of her daddy. If you do that, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, General Hospital. I love Carly. I love Sonny. I love Nina. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I love me some Nina. I don't like Nina, but I love her. The same way that I don't like Ava most of the time, although the last year and a half, I've actually liked to love Ava.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a feat. Go to you, Chris Van Atten, and all the other writers, and Frank, love you, and go you, that you have made Ava somebody that I can love without loving to hate. But if you do this now to a character that was so instrumental, Jeff and Rick Weber, Monica, Leslie, Alan, that whole, if you do this now, I can't come back from this. I can't. Mm-hmm. I invested my life in you. I gave you an hour of my day. Every I almost failed a college course because I watched General Hospital more than I went to class. If you do this now, I can't stay with you. I can't. It's got to be something bigger and better than this. It cannot be that Elizabeth's daddy or Elizabeth's daddy looked the other way. Either one of those two things, I cannot be okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Especially. Wait, Candace, and agree. I hope you agree with me on this. Especially the relationship that Elizabeth had with both Lucky and Grandma Audrey. After all these years, we're going to first hear about this now. Grandma Audrey.
That's
going
to be such a rewrite and a slap to the face of everybody. Like, again, the story with the rape storyline was such a big plot. I'm not going to say plot. Well, I mean, it drove story because it opened up other doors and whatnot. But the thing is that, start in September 12th, I think, for most, is the, like, season premieres and stuff like that. Starting next month, General Hospital starts their 60th year. You better not, General Hospital, pull this stunt when you're turning. You'll be the longest-running current soap in production. You're running the gamut. The thing is that Elizabeth Weber, Rebecca Hertz, for 25 years, we've been on a roller coaster with her, okay? We've been on emotional. And let me say this. Elizabeth Weber was created because Becky auditioned for Sarah. Jeff Weber and Rick Weber, they were already established. The fact is that we've been through, like you said, the fact that, you know, the story, in Elizabeth's words, when she was smoking a cigarette.
Wait. Candace, on that point, though, Rebecca herself told us on the Soap Opera Digest podcast, Dissing with Digest, this current episode, that she went in. She originally auditioned for Sarah. She wasn't right for that part, but they liked
her
so much that they came back a month later with a character created especially for her.
Yeah.
Go on, girl.
I mean, that's the thing, that they saw something in her. And we, the fans, have seen stuff and saw stuff in her as well. We still do. The fact that you will choose to – I mean, it was pretty – I'm going to be honest. When Becky said, I don't know what they have planned, and literally this is seriously me, and anybody who knows me knows how I did it. I'm literally walking, right? I'll tell you what I was walking through. I was walking to Target, okay? And when she said that, I said, same here. And somebody looked at me and was like, no. And I was like, oh, I'm just the podcast. So I was listening to I was like, oh, shoot, I did say it out loud. Because she said everything we were thinking. And the sad thing is that I would not want my star to say that, you know, because that paints a whole picture of you guys don't know
what
to do.
No, girl, wait. Girl, I disagree with you 100% because I want my star to say that. The fact is, 3.5 years ago, they tried to fire her.
Oh, yeah, and she talked about that. But at the same time,
here's
the thing, Anthony, my thing is that it's been a year. It's been a year. You should at least give them some context clues as to what is going on with the storyline. The fact that, literally, we've actually seen four things play out in this storyline to make us think it was going to go one way because of the certain beats that they played. Let's be real for a second. We all thought D.I.D. We thought D.I.D., right? Then we were thinking, oh, this girl is going to start taking pills. She's going to be addicted to pills to cover her pain because she wasn't allowed to mourn. The fact that she was overworked, she was going to stress herself out that she might have done something to one of those children or endanger her job. The fact that you have her kind of like phasing in and out, is it a mental disorder or something like that? That's four storylines that you actually have done, and still we don't know nothing. And the fact is that, I will agree. I will meet you halfway, Anthony. You do want your actors to have the reaction like, oh, my God, I didn't see this coming. But at the same time, you do need to – the fact that she went into the recording studio because they told her to record Daddy, she didn't know what to do. Like, what do you say? Like, how do you say, yep. Hi, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Oh, I just gone along with it. You didn't even give her the direction as to, like, giving it, like, okay, case in point, and I do this all the time. Okay, David, Anthony, I want you to say hello, yep. But say it as in a terrifying manner. You would do that because you would say, like, kind of uncertain, unsettled. You're terrified because you don't know what's about to happen. That's what you don't
hello?
You're supposed to do with your actor. But
hello?
The fact that she's,
yes,
like,
hello?
Again, for a whole year. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Yeah, girl, I'm giving you terrified.
That's good.
Yeah. Yo, no, oh, there you go. There you go. Okay,
hello?
I got you. But no, like, I thought
no,
we had
wait,
a call.
But here's the thing, and I'm going to give General Hospital this. They have never really known since, and I'm going to say this point blank, since Jonathan Jackson left the canvas, they have never really known what to do with the character of Elizabeth.
I disagree with that.
Girl, okay, let me make my case,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They paired her up with Jason Morgan. That was great.
Right.
That built the liaison fans are still to this day.
Right there.
That liaison
mm-hmm.
is the ultimate couple. They paired her with Rick Herbst, who was Sonny's brother, Rick Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I absolutely loved that pairing. She had a baby with Xander. She
That's
had
right.
the moment with Nicholas. They, you know, they've never really known what to do with her. They've thrown her in. Think about that train, the train accident, Carly and Alexis stuck in the train together, then Elizabeth finally materialized to et cetera, et cetera. They've never really known what to do with her. There's never been a parental base. The only base that she had to deal with was Grandma Audrey or her ex-husband slash, you know, is he the baby daddy or not? Baby daddy's mother, Laura, she's never had that base to deal with. She's always been floating
no.
out there as the character that can fill in the Hayden, a Finn drug storyline. Oh, there's so many storylines where she fills in as that person, but she's not the primary character. And then when they had the opportunity with Liz and Franco, they couldn't go all
they
the
didn't.
Way there either. Because of who Franco was up until that point. So they had to go so slow and make us fall in love with that pairing the way that they did. And they did. They actually pulled it off for most of us. Those of you out there listening that never actually bought on to that, God bless. I'm not disparaging
mm-hmm.
you in any way. But most of us actually, by the end of it, fell in love with Liz and Franco as a couple, and then you killed him. They've never had a clear direction with the character of Elizabeth, except that she's a secondary player that can add to the storylines that are happening. Think about the MetroCorp hostage situation. Think about all of the
yep.
big storylines that have happened. They've never placed the character of Elizabeth in the big storyline. And now, at her 25th anniversary, I'm feeling it. Anything other than her actual biological daddy did something to her, because we already felt that with Jason, Franco, and Drew, that whole triangle and all the things that happened, don't replay
right.
that storyline. If you're going to give us something happened to Elizabeth, you better make it original, and you better make it worth. It better be a payoff. That were
and
worth
a good payoff.
Yeah. Because at this point,
and we got to know why
I've given 25 years of my life to the character Elizabeth. You better make it a payoff that's worth it. And if you don't, and Elizabeth goes to Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, The Bay, After Forever, you know, if she says,
Born in a Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm out of here, then you deserve everything you get. Because this woman has given you a solid 25 years of performances that have been
excellent, stellar, mind-breaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, mind-crushing. And they've never been the actual, they've never been the A storyline. Think about it. David.
I agree with you.
Candace, has Elizabeth ever been the A storyline other than getting together with Lucky and the rape? Other than that, she's never, ever, 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 ever been the A storyline.
When she got together with Nicholas, I thought it would be.
No, because that was a mess in its own right. I agree. You know what, Anthony?
Yep.
Now that I sat here and I thought about it, you're right. Because even when she said, and she actually echoed something that I had said when the story was playing, when they revisited the rape storyline, it wasn't her story that was told. It was Franco. So I agree with you. And I do – see, I'm one of those people that don't want to say it, but I just feel as though it's – I agree. It's that General Hospital not once but twice let this woman go.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, and we're not advocating for any, you know, but it is kind of discouraging as a fan of not only the character of Elizabeth, but also as a fan of Rebecca. Look, I've been a fan of Rebecca since, look, I'll be honest, Space Cases. Shout out to Space Cases, by the way. Don't do a reboot, Nickelodeon.
Space Cases,
don't do it yet.
Yes.
Don't do it yet. Not yet, honey. Not yet. We'll give you a year yet. But the thing is that to see, you know, that first of all, she's a part of a major family. Well, she's actually major family.
She is.
Okay. Families, okay. And you're right. There's been a situation of character loss in translation, but for this to go.
David, Candace,
yeah.
Hold on one second. I love you both, and I will be back in 2 weeks, but I have a prior commitment to something else with the American Council of the Blind.
Okay, honey.
I'm going to sign
off.
Okay,
honey.
But I love you. I love you all.
All right.
Candace, Carolyn, Queen Girl, love you. I'll be back in 2 weeks with Take Two Radio.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Anthony.
But no, it does get frustrating because it's like, you know, we're supposed to be, this is supposed to be her main story after a long
it
time,
is.
And they're not even playing it every single day. They're giving us a Cody Bell,
no.
or they're giving us, you know, other things, and it's like, we want to know what's going on with Elizabeth, like, how come we are not seeing Elizabeth, so... I'm hoping to Dear Soap Jesus that they, you know, do something right instead of doing something wrong. And I'm going to be honest, that's my big fear, is that they're going to do something and it's not going to be pretty. Not going to be pretty at all.
I just want to, do you know what that story was from All My Children? Because
I think it was the fact that the father had did something to her. I got to remember, Lord, it's been a hot minute.
I didn't watch, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I got to remember that part I got to remember. Everything else about Alice I can remember. But I can't remember that for right now.
Okay, because I wasn't sure what to believe because I don't know. When I see things like that, I mean, I shrug it because I have nothing to compare it with because I can't
right.
judge it because I don't know what that was.
Right.
But the one thing we want to know why the abandonment.
I mean, the thing is like General Hospital has had 25 years, and look, here's the thing. This isn't just Dan and Chris. This is other writers as well. Where you haven't addressed that situation. Now, after a certain point, when I say after a certain point, 2 years, you need to address it. 3 years, look,
mm-hmm.
she was raped. Okay, I understand, you know, you don't bring the parents in. Okay, I get it. But then, like, you could have randomly had, like, after Lucky passed away the first time, you could have had, you know, that. When she got married, when she had her first child, you know, stuff like that. There's been key factors where you could have brought. Look, okay, when it was revealed that Hayden was Elizabeth's half-sister, I understand
right.
there's not a lot of actors who want to commit to a full-time schedule. I already seen that. But General Hospital, you wasted the talent of James DePaiva. I'm sorry, you're wasting Gregory Harrison. You could have, and yes, before he was on Young and the Restless, y'all could have had Robert Newman to bring him in for a short story arc. And you could have addressed the abandonment, because I'm sorry, I understand they're doctors and everything, but at what point do you come home and you see your child who's suffering? The fact that y'all have them talking and communicating to Terry and y'all having them communicate via Jake, what's the mess? Like, I don't get it. And if you try to say that they got kidnapped by the Cassadons, then they should have played that beat multiple times throughout the years. So it's
or if they were, or if Victor had him in those caves with Drew.
Yeah, it's like, come on now, like it's
all those years.
Uh huh. So yeah, I mean, it's sad that I'm like,
there's got to be a reason why we're only getting piecemeals of the show at a time like that, but I wish I could think of it. Should we go on to B&B?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got about 20 minutes.
It was hot.
Okay.
It was hot. The reunion, the journey, that whole journey, yeah.
My God. Yeah, what? That's a payoff.
That was seriously a payoff.
Pain. That was the most beautiful thing I think I've probably ever seen.
Look, here's the thing. I know people say what you want about Bold and the Beautiful. And look, I know a lot of people say a lot of things about Bold. But one thing is that when they do location shoots, it is gorgeous. And the fact, you know, Monte Carlo, you can't go wrong with that. The thing is that, you know, again, all of this was leading up to this moment. And again, the umbrella of the Sin reunion, I mean, it trickled down on Ridge and Taylor and their kiss and Hope, Brooke, and Deacon and that picture and stuff like that. This is how old, like, I'm going to be honest, and I said this. This reminded me of the classic days of Bold, like the 90s Bold, where, you know, when Thorne found Macy, and I know Casey has said that's his number one favorite, supervising producer, who directed those episodes. But this was so, it was well worth the payoff, because it was sort of like, okay, everything just worked. Like, it was nice to have a payoff, but at the same time, you close that chapter up for another chapter to open. And if anybody saw today's episode, we got a new chapter coming up. You know, I'm like, really?
Yes.
A toe? Like a toe? Really? A toe?
I'm surprised now of all times.
Well, I'm okay with it. I mean, first and foremost, you got Steffi versus Lee. Okay, you knew that was going to have to happen sooner or later. Because
that had to happen.
You know, the fact that Lee try to tell Steffi? I think she was going to, but again, you know, the first thing Lee saw was Liam and Steffi. You know, the fact that Steffi has the right to be mad, because it's like, you could have told me what was going on. I would have protected him too, da-da-da-da-da. But like Lee said, if it wasn't for her son getting involved with Steffi Forster of the Forster family, Sheila would have stayed put. Because if it was Molly, Dolly, Holly, you know, Sheila wouldn't have came out of the woodworks. It's Sheila's obsession with that family that has gotten her, you know, Lee, Sin all caught up in the mess. Now, what's going to be interesting is what happens next, because allegedly Sheila ain't no more, y'all. Allegedly. She got eaten by a bear.
Allegedly. I mean, a bear. Of all,
well, you know what?
Of all things.
Well, see, here's the thing. Sheila Carter should have did like Erica Kane. I am Erica Kane, and I am not going to – y'all remember, if y'all watch all my children, you know what scene I'm talking about. when Erica Kane stared down the bear. And I'm like, really?
I saw that one.
Yeah, but the fact that Sheila, like, of all things, you're right, a bear and it's a toe. I'm like, damn, poor toe. So who did she kill? Like that's opening up Kentworth. Now, this whole Douglas and Liam thing with Thomas.
Mm.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Here's the thing. I saw a lot of people saying, well, Hope is acting like this and Liam. Let me remind you, Thomas manipulated her into getting custody of that baby.
Right. And you know, one thing that I think they forgot is that Taylor wanted Hope with Thomas to keep, so she wouldn't be with Liam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all see, we're here to remind y'all that. Here's my thing. Okay, let's go back to when Thomas first showed up to town. He was so obsessed with Hope.
Hey, we got someone calling in.
Okay.
Oh, wait, are you ready for this one? Let me see who this is. Hold on, Candace.
Okay. Live, folks. This is great. Hope you guys are having a great day. Remember to support all the soaps, the soap genre. Not only just the you know, come September, it's going to be three networks in the streaming, but support all of them.
Hi.
Whether it's,
I don't know who that was.
Okay.
Wasn't answering me.
Okay. I did a little filter and stuff. But no, with Thomas, you know, the fact that he said, quote unquote, Caroline 2.0, dying request was for Hope to take care of that baby. Okay, I understand. We're past that. That was fraud because we don't know what was said or whatnot. We don't know. We'll never know. The fact that Thomas scared the mess out of Douglas with that ghost. So you really manipulated that child. You actually terrified that child. Now, I understand that now Thomas has seen his ways and now he wants to be more active because he feels as though he is missing out on his child. Okay, Hope and Liam both have seen Thomas in his environment. They can say if it's okay or not. Now, I know what people are going to say. Well, Hope needs to get off her high horse. Again, Hope and Thomas came up with the whole share custody thing. Because, again,
right.
Thomas wanted some kind of way to be closer to Hope. So are we going to use that in this defense that because of Thomas's obsession with Hope, that he did not use his child? Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Hope has it's been 3 years. Hope and Liam have been attached to that child even more so that Douglas was the one to say that baby Beth was, you know, there, you know.
Yeah.
And for the record, okay, I saw some people saying, well, Liam is not the biological father. You're right. He's not, but he is the cousin.
But he's blood.
He's still blood. He is the blood relative of that boy. I want to see how this goes down because, I mean, some people say maybe it's a little too late. I don't. I think because Douglas has shares at Forster, he also has a, like, the fact that, I want this to be treated like a real case. I want both sides of the families to, you know, state their cases. But at the end, I do want to know with Douglas, because it seems like Douglas does want to be with Daddy and everything like that. And I think he's probably feeling that way because he doesn't see, you know, Dad. Like, he wants to
he
be there full term. Right. I'm interested in what's going to happen with the storyline, to be honest.
I am too. It's got me... anticipating...
Right. Now, the thing is, what I'm also anticipating is Brooke Logan, you better go off when you find out Ridge and Taylor kiss. Because I'm sorry, Ridge, you know you were dead wrong with that. You were dead wrong with that.
Definitely.
If you could get on Deacon and Brooke like that, Brooke, you better go off on him. Because of a picture, Ridge, really? Like, that's Hope. That is Hope's parents. Like, I'm sorry. So in that case, again, you're like saying that Hope's parents can't be together because you don't like Deacon. Okay, then you can't go and hang around Taylor. Sorry. Rules are rules, buddy.
I know. You can't have it both ways.
No, you can't. Like, if you're insecure about your marriage or your relationship,
then you need to talk to your
wife about it. Like, come on now. It's ridiculous.
It is. That should have gone viral.
That should have. I wish somebody would have did that. And then have Brooke be like, so, anything happened in Monte Carlo? Oh, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, Logan. Really? Nothing happened at all? I would have, and you know what the sad part is? I would have been, if anybody should have saw it, it should have been Deacon.
Yeah.
Deacon goes to Ridge and say, so,
absolutely.
What's this about? And also talk to Taylor, because I do feel as though, like I always say, that it's interesting that Taylor is not willing to move on because Ridge is either holding her back or giving her false hope. And when she saw Ridge kiss Brooke, I was like, Taylor, really? This is your wake-up call. Like,
come on now.
Like, stop. Stop it. You know?
Take a stand.
Yeah, be a woman. You got Deacon over there looking fine. And you, okay. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But, whew. Mm-mm.
She's tagging him.
And it's not good for her mental stability. So.
Yeah.
Let's go to Young and the Restless real quick because we only got a couple of minutes left. All right, so Robert Newman has left since the last time we talked. Ashley Locke is quote-unquote dead. Let me just say this. Robert Newman, Emmy nod, and if y'all don't give him one, I'm going to be mad. For those who don't know, this was the original plan to kill him off. They were going to try to do a murder mystery, but they chose to do it another way. And I'm not mad at it because this does set up a return if Robert can do it again or if there's going to be a new face. The fact that, you know, they finished out the story may have not been on everybody's, like, top must-see TV list, but the acting is dynamic.
Execution.
Right. I will say, Young and the Restless, you did disappoint me because I did say I want Victoria to be the one to handle this without going to Victor. The fact that Victor and his men did away with Ashlyn, you know, and stuff like that. I'm just like, okay. Because we need to start kind of not always using Victor. I mean, I love Victor. Victor is the Young and the Restless. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, y'all could have did this without all the other stuff. I like the fact that Chance and Kevin are kind of invoked into this storyline. Young and the Restless, also want to give a shout-out to you. I haven't done this in a while. The shout-out is thank you for remembering Chloe and Chance do know each other because they were a couple.
Yes.
I was like, we're actually talking about, is it safe we could talk about this? Like, what the mess is happening in this world? So, yes, they were a couple. Sally girl. Okay, you know what you got to do. Adam and Jack. Thank you, Jack, for saying something that I've been trying to say, but people thought I was not an Adam fan. Adam needs to stop acting as if he does not. Like, I need for the writers to understand he had a life before he was a Newman. He actually knows that, like, he has other opportunities. And, yes, he sabotages himself. So for the fact that Jack asked him to, you know, work with him, I'm all for it. Let me see what else is going on. That's all I got. Oh, the We Hate Diane Club, y'all need to sit down for a little bit and let Diane self-destruct on her own. And God bless. And welcome to Young and the Restless Trump, St. John.
Yes. This should be very interesting if they handle it right.
Right.
What are your first impressions?
What, Trump St. John when he comes on?
Do you think an Ashlyn recast?
No, I think he's even going to be somebody tied to Diane. Because we need to know more about Diane in Los Angeles, because where's her money at? I remember she was loaded. What I really would like if, see, Young and Russell, this tells you, I'm going to tell you, this will conclude my theory about you guys looking at my Twitter account. Many moons ago, I said Trevor St. John should be Sharon's long-lost brother. Said that.
You said that too?
Uh-huh.
I heard you say it then. Because I would like that.
I think some other people probably said it too. And look, I wouldn't be mad if Dylan McAvoy I wouldn't even be mad if Dylan McAvoy comes back to Young and Russell. Just saying. Put it out there. So, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm excited for, you know, because next month starts their kickoff, 50th season of Young and the Restless. Shout out to you guys. So, I do want to see. It's been a decade since we've seen Trevor St. John on daytime. So, you know, Young and the Restless, you know, treat him with the respect. Don't do like y'all did some previous people. But, you know, and I don't know how long he's going to be on the show, but, you know, hey, we need some new blood.
Mm. Yep. Yep. And we need money. And, revenue.
Yeah, well, you know, that's his only thing. That's his only.
So that's the only one. He was supposed to leave for, Adam was supposed to leave for Vegas, but he changed his mind.
Yeah, he changed his mind
because of the Ashlyn deal.
Yeah, because Chance says your family's going to need you more than ever.
Do you see Nick going to take the fall?
Eventually? I mean, really, in all honesty, it was self-defense, though. It really was self-defense. Like, he literally was protecting his sister.
He was protecting his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And he just can't leave it alone. But you think they'll get Victor on the cover-up?
Oh, yeah. Especially if Ashlyn is... I feel as though Ashlyn is going to be like Diane, is that they think they killed Ashlyn, but then Ashlyn shows up unexpected, like, surprise.
This should be much... must-see TV.
If they write it right.
If they write it right.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a writer, right, Candace?
Yeah, I don't know anyone right now. But.
Well, I think that concludes it because we got about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was right, said the lady.
Yeah. So real quick, once again, our thoughts and prayers goes out to the family and friends and, of course, the warrior herself, Robin. Honey, you did your thing. You did your mission.
She did it.
You did your mission, honey. So, you know, Godspeed. Dave's fans, Soap fans, let's continue to support the genre. And also, you know, embrace. You know, I would say embrace change, but I know a lot of people don't like changes. But let's just, you know, stick to the plan, and we'll get through it. And also, you can always check us out on social media, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Good night, Candace.
Bye,
thank you.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.